This is Sound the Shofar on Warn Radio. It is Shabbat and time for fellowship, the Word of God and rest. Join us now as we enter into Sound the Shofar on the Watchman Alert Radio Network. Welcome.
Greetings and welcome to Sound the Shofar with the Watchman and Tower. Here is a clue to tonight's study. Peter's second... Hello? Peter's second epistle to the elect, part 2. Warning. The example of God revealed the love of God, and thus we were redeemed through the death of the Son of God. Yet in all this hope, through the cross, we have false prophets and teachers who bring this upon all who listen. Thus is given the warning. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Friday, the 28th day of September, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and this is Warn Radio, bringing you the truth of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. We are in Tabernacles this week, and so the holiday reading for Tabernacles is Leviticus chapter 22, starting at verse 6 through chapter 23, verse 44, Numbers 29, verses 12 through 16, Zechariah 14, verses 1 through 21, and the book of Ecclesiastes. And the New Testament portion is Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 4. For the latest articles by The Watchman and radio shows on our sites, go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or gethealthyyoungliving.com. The featured post this week by The Watchman: A Refuge in the Day of My Trouble. A troubled America needs a refuge in the day of my trouble. Every American needs hope today beyond this nation which has become compromised and in danger. Also, the redeeming truth, shall you hear it? The message of Mr. Trustwell Hope. So the parable, the anthem of heaven, the redeeming truth, shall you hear it? The truth is clear, how the fallen creature has fallen, but also how the risen Christ has redeemed. So go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or gethealthyyoungliving.com, and there you can listen to the radio shows and read the featured articles by The Watchman. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/warnradio and also on Twitter at hashtag WatchmanIS216, hashtag warnradio, or hashtag WGS_watchman. And now I welcome in The Watchman for Sound the Shofar. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Are we in part? Yes, part two. Okay, sorry.
Part two, yeah.
Yes, okay.
And, well, you know, all this stuff going on with Kavanaugh, it's, the word is pathetic.
Oh, it is. It's disturbing, and it's... They'll do, the left will do anything and everything they can to get their way. They don't care who they destroy in the process. It's tragic.
Well, they will do just like they did when Trump won. And there's a lot of these young people, women included, young women, who will moan and scream on the streets. Guys will scream on the streets. We, you know, we've seen that on the videos. You know, these people are crazy. And there's a lot of people. Make no mistake, this nation is divided. And, of course, Flake, who is a flake, I think, you know, wanted, you know, to, he would vote yes, depending on if the FBI would do a background check. And so Flake kind of forced the thing here, saying that the nation is divided. Well, I got the news for Flakey. It's been divided for a long time.
Yes, it has.
And these people are doing this for one reason. They do not want to have any kind of a decent jurist on the Supreme Court, especially one that wants to reserve what our founding fathers were on. And, you know, the bottom line of it is, and I've warned this for years and years, and that is the blood of the innocents, and that's, of course, abortion. And if you go clear back in Israel, you're going to find that Israel, you know, actually ran their own children through fire to Baal.
That's just horrible.
So make no mistake, when you start doing blood sacrifices on the altar to Baal, to the devil, that gives power to the darkness, and Baal or the devil, you know, that's what they like. We've been doing that for a long time. America is absolutely divided. And, you know, this is a struggle of light and darkness. You know, this is, Trump's been able to get a lot done. And the only way he could get done with the help of the Lord. The Lord had to have helped him in some of these avenues. This thing is... right on the stage of light and dark. We're divided right down the middle. And, of course, those who hate Trump are going to continue to hate him. And it's going to be holy hell next week. It's going to be demonstrations everywhere. If the FBI drags its feet at all, then there's a good chance that he'll never get confirmed. And, you know, the bottom line of it is that this is a tactic of the Democrats. And make no mistake, folks, a lot of those Democrats and even Republicans, they're subject to the power of darkness. There is darkness in this nation, has been there. And when Obama was here, he could actually get along in that. Today, Twitter came on out with staunch policies stating that you cannot say anything bad about Obama. And
really?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were doing. Well, that's because they like the guy, because Obama's lawless. And Obama, you know, it was said, and I heard the testimony from one of the Secret Service agents, and I can't remember exactly how this came about, but the word got out that Obama was really tired and went to retire where he was, you know, in a motel. And he had a couple of Secret Service agents. Now, if you'll remember, under Obama, there was a number of the Secret Services agents that got moved out, and Obama brought in his own.
Yeah, that's right.
And so among those, he had gone into his room, and all of a sudden these agents heard him talking to somebody on the inside. And there was a strange voice and strange language. And when he got out, Obama came out about an hour later, and he was all revitalized and everything. And nobody knows what he was doing in there. There wasn't anybody in there with him. Michelle wasn't with him. I've got ideas, but the bottom line of it is, folks, he wasn't talking to himself. There was an entity in there with him. There is a power of darkness in this nation, and that power of darkness will do anything to keep power. And you're not going to stop it. And you're not going to stop the power of darkness coming anyway. You just no way. And because there's a lot of things that have to get done yet. But, you know, it's a mess.
It is, and I'm not liking it.
No.
None of us do, you know. None of us Christians, followers of Christ, don't like this.
So hold on to your seats, because next week they're going to have a full line of real repulsive demonstrations and actions. You can bet that they're going to flood the internet with every kind of lie under the sun. And they're going to do this. Also gives the attorneys for those women time to work on other stuff, and gives the Democrats time to figure out another alternative to block him. And you can thank Flakey, Jeff Flake. And so there, you know, we have a real problem in this nation. Doesn't do any good to worry about it. You got to pray about it, because
you'll go crazy if you don't.
You know, in other words, folks, there's a devil in the details. And This is a live devil. He's real, and his powers are entrenched in Washington, D.C. Remember, the streets are set up in the alignment of a pentagram. And then by the time you put in the Washington Monument, which is a Baphomet-type symbol being pointed like that, I mean, there is problems in this nation, period.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way Trump can, or anybody who believes in good, can make it is through the power of darkness, I mean the power of light, and the moving of the Spirit of God and angelic warfare. That's really what's going on right now. You know...
Well, you know, this Brett Kavanaugh shouldn't even be investigated. He's already been investigated, I think, 5 or 6 times by the FBI.
Yeah, well, there's nothing you can do about it. I hate to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Democrats, after it was over with, they came out swinging. Of course, the rioters continued to riot, and they allow these morons right in the hallways. So you can't even do anything. Pelosi and a lot of the Democrats were out there consoling them, you know.
Good grief, how ridiculous.
But I'll tell you what did happen. There was a whole bunch of students from... CBN University, you know, the Christian one, where they went there to protest for him.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So there was young people right on the scene there that were for him, and they clashed. And, the bottom line of it is, this is the way it is. And, it's just the power of darkness and the power of light. And there's going to be a time that the power of darkness, when the Antichrist is fully set up, you're not going to be able to stop him. And everything he does, people will... And I was going to tell you this today. You know, if you watch how they really loved Obama and how they love socialism and all these other things a lot, you know, that's on the Democratic side.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what's going to happen when we find, you know, the son of perdition, when we find the one that's going to be there. They are going to be absolutely enthralled with him and going to follow him to the T. The only ones that won't are going to be the ones that are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that, in other words, the believers who are saved. Now, of course, there's a lot of people that have different theology, and they tell you that you're not going to be here. But, Christian, you are going to be here. And that's the way it is. And I'll tell you. There is that exciting part of it, that you're seeing things that no other generation is going to see.
That's right. That's right.
And the fact that... yes, there's going to be very terrible things happen, but you're just going to see, everything that we pretty much been waiting for be fulfilled, it's not going to come without a price, and in America. I don't make no bones about it. you know, the enemy does not want a Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. And the Democrats don't want him there. And I can tell you why. It ain't because of this woman being raped. Now, that's what they say, but they're liars.
It might have happened to her, but not by him.
Well, you know, the thing of it is she didn't provide any, there's no proof anywhere. It's she said, and that's it. Without no proof. That's baloney.
Yeah, that doesn't even stand up in court on other cases. Why are they using that against him?
But what I'm saying is the simple fact, the girl is just a tool.
Yeah.
And the Democrats don't give one iota about it. They want power, and they want this guy stopped, and they want to appoint the next one for their agenda. That's what they want. And they're going to go after it. And Trump, again, you know, he went ahead and willingly appointed the FBI. See, they can't appoint an investigation of the FBI unless Trump does it. The White House has to do that.
Well, he appointed a limited one under pressure.
And, well, the thing of it is that the Senate Republicans probably said there's no way we're going to get this thing through unless you have a have something to clear his name.
Well, you know, the Democrats, like, and I agree with Newt Gingrich on this. I'm not a fan of his, but he said Ford, and he was talking about that woman, she has been victimized by the Democrats, and she has been. They've just used her. She's a pawn in their little game, wicked game.
Yep. Well, the whole thing is a mess, any way you look at it. And, you know, I mean, in America, we have a lot of people from different denominations and faiths. We have more so-called prophets than you can shake a stick at.
Isn't that
and we have more apostles than you can shake a stick at. And I'll tell you, I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I was a watchman when being a watchman wasn't cool. And then we saw a time where there was a bunch of watchmen. I don't know what there's out there now because I'd never look. But the bottom line of it is that I have never taken a high view of people who are prophets and apostles, let alone mega pastors. For me, you know, it's a wait and see. I get more respect or have more respect for people like Franklin Graham and his Samaritan's Purse than all of these phony, baloney, apostles and prophets that are all over the place in America. I don't give them any quarter. None. I don't believe they are. I don't even know them. And it doesn't mean there isn't any out there, but I can tell you that this nation is a whore and the church is Laodicean. And we are rich and in need of nothing, and we're being shaken now and stirred now in order to get us to repent now.
That's right.
And so, you know, hey, it don't make any difference to me whether you agree or not, because it doesn't matter. You're going to believe what you're going to believe. You're going to do what you're going to do. So you just go ahead and do it. And I've got scriptural basis for that in Revelation 22. So whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord, because he's coming soon and he will hold you accountable. That's it. And I wouldn't believe nothing that Pelosi says, nothing that Barbara Boxer says, nothing that any of the delegation from California says. And that goes along with a few other out there on the East Coast who are all very much liberal, very much anti-Trump, and hate his guts. And they've been on record as that. So, I don't know. I couldn't be in politics.
Oh, man.
I couldn't be a Republican up there because I wouldn't sit in the same room with these morons.
It's wicked.
It is. It's wicked. I wouldn't have nothing to do with it. It's just sickening, you know? And if you were the woman that interviewed him anyway said that she'd never bring a case. There's no evidence. There's nothing there. It's just he said, she said. And it's a lot of theater. It's protesters yeah. protesting, and everybody, all those politicians are so afraid to upset, you know, all these people, and they're upset already. Why? Because they're paid to be upset.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way it is. A lot of these people, you know, I seen a post today on our Twitter feed by one of those I don't know who it was. I see so many of them, but he was saying the two internets, and there is the internet is divided more than just, you know, conservatives and liberals, but
mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like America is divided, and you're never going to get, you know, one lives in their own little world, the other lives in their own little world, and I don't really care what they do. You know, if they destroy America and make America into Pakistan, like Pakistan, I'm still going to do what I'm doing. And if that gets me in trouble, that's the way it is. I don't care. I'm going to take the Word of God, and I'm going to teach it, I'm going to look at it, I'm going to read it, I'm going to believe it, and I'm going to walk.
Amen.
Now, what the rest of the world does has no effect on who I am. And what I'm going to do. I don't care how many prophets there is. I don't care how many of anything there is. I'm going to do this. I am focused. I am dead set to go straight ahead. And that's what. And I do not allow all this nonsense to get to me. Now, there's times that I'll just write a thing and say, hey, you know, it's bothersome. And it is. But I'm not going to dwell on bothersome. I know where it's coming from. But, you know, and we teach the Word of God because we want you to focus on the Word of God. That'll help you. And so, you know, we're not done here in any way, shape, or form. You know, we got a lot of stuff yet to go. And, you know, one thing to say about Trump, you know, I mean, he got up there and I don't know whatever possessed the man to run. I mean, I would have, if one had said, why don't you go run for president? I'd have laughed and went the other way. If I was him with his money, I would have bought an island, bought me an army, and surrounded it, and stayed there and waited for the end of the world. I mean, who in the world would, after what he has, you know, lived in the top tower in New York, you know, and having what he has, decide to take on America. But I'm glad he did because
me
he got
too.
Things done that we wanted done. That's it for me.
I believe God inspired him to do that because God's the one who puts kings in place and takes them down.
He is the governor of the nations.
Yep. That's right.
And, you know, that's what I wanted. I wasn't looking for... you know, for a saint up there. I was looking for someone who would take what Obama did illegally and immorally and undo it, which he did.
Yes, thank God.
Yeah, and that's what we need in this country. I'm not interested in your trying to fit America into your little Christianity mode there because this is not a theocracy. It never intended to be a theocracy. And there is judgment in this nation. And it's going to come someday. Until then, we're going to work as unto the Lord, and we're going to live and enjoy life. I don't care what the rest of them do. They can do whatever they want to. But we also have an advocacy going on. And if you think you have problems, Tara can let you know about a young lady, that a young woman that we've talked about a lot, huh?
Yes, Asa Bibi. I'm glad you brought her up because I was waiting for the opportunity. And you know more information about it than I do, because you were telling me this morning they're set to hang her. for drinking out of the fountain that the Muslims drink out of, because saying she blasphemed Muhammad. How ridiculous is this? And she's from Pakistan. Pakistan has sentenced her to death. They're planning on hanging her. And you've got Pakistan and some of these other Muslim nations in the UN. The UN is supposed to be, what I understood, a humanitarian effort to help people. But it is not humanitarian. And that's what I know.
Well, it's not. And matter of fact, the Muslim nations, a lot of times, have their say-so. The UN never does hold any of these nations, like Iran, their feet to the fire. And, when you're talking Pakistan, they don't do it with Pakistan either. Matter of fact, when you're dealing with Afghanistan, one of the problems you always had is some of the bad guys coming over from Pakistan into Afghanistan, and they're still doing that, and Pakistan has never clamped down on that or stopped it.
Yeah, so please pray for Asa Bibi. Please.
And she was convicted and sentenced to death, and the ACLJ, in a letter sent out, said that, there's a young woman who is facing hanging for a glass of water. And that's basically what it was. And that comes from, Jay Sekulow and the ACLJ, who has taken up a lot of cases. Thank God they have. But
yes,
all they can do is write letters and try to get the UN to do something. But really, nobody can force these governments to do anything. And so she's been sitting there for 9 years now, waiting death. And her husband and children, they've got to be beside themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
So, if you think you got problems in America or the world, Asa is a Christian. And the hatred of Islam and their Sharia law is what got her in trouble. And I talked about, being justified by law, either Sharia law or by the Judaist law of, of the Torah. And there is a way that you need to understand about those, and I've talked about it a lot. But, we have a ways to go in this country before it gets as bad as we see it around the world. But see, the enemy has already infiltrated this country, and he has already done a lot to tear the family up. He's succeeded in that. He has succeeded in taking over the schools and turning your kids into absolute, people that wouldn't understand what morality is, let alone who the true God is. Many of them are confused about their own sexual identity because of the confusion that's in American schools and being taught, and that comes from the devil, because confusion is how he makes his mark. And when you're confused and don't know which side you're on, you're going to get your butt blown off. And just ask the people in the Civil War. If you were fighting that war and you didn't realize what side you were on, you're going to be screwed, because the other side, one of the other ones, were going to shoot you dead if you don't know who you belong to. And so in America, it's high time that Christians get up, shake off the dust of lethargy, and decide whose side they're going to be on. That's all there is to it. Wake up.
That's right.
Your hope is in America anyway. And all hell is breaking around the world on a lot of your Christian brothers.
Yes, and when you see the trouble that they're having and life in America, it sure puts things in perspective. It seems our problems seem, they're important, but they seem nothing to me.
Well, that's true. We do have problems. We do have lives to lead.
You know,
but we don't want to forget the brother.
I have a friend who works at this one for this one company, and he is the maintenance director and or in charge of maintenance. So he's been putting in new dispensers for toilet papers around the building. And the women are just reaming him because of the toilet paper. It's not soft enough. I thought, when he told me that, I thought, give me a break. And I think of Asa Bibi facing death, and they're worried about their toilet paper.
Yeah, that sounds American, though, don't it?
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked.
Well, we're going to have to get going
okay.
on this.
All righty. Peter's second epistle to the elect. Warning. If there is truth, then falsehood also lay in the shadows. Darkness of men's hearts allow for the deceiver to trick this into death. Perdition and darkness around the corner if we fall asleep. Thus Peter turns to the warning and examples he gives you, which are stark. They must be believed, and the listener or reader must adhere to the word of God in truth. While there is redemption, there is death. So there is heaven, there is hell. And now to you, Dana Watchman.
Okay, we are in warning. This is Peter's second epistle to the elect, part two, warning. And it's nothing that you haven't heard before. But in chapter two of Peter's second epistle, in verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall fall their pernicious ways, or pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken. Now the way of truth, that is what the Lord taught and gave that to the apostles who taught it, and that's what the early church learned and walked in. Now we've forsaken a lot of that way of truth, and people today are looking for all this different stuff. They're always open to this. And it's amazing how quick Americans, in their ignorance, because they have jobs, you know, and everything's going fine for them, so they think nothing of it to have some pagan priest pray for them, anoint them, or do something. Because all of these are idols and demons. There's only one true God. The gods of the nations are idols. Now, the false prophets have been here for a long time. And the false teachers, they've been here for a long time, and they're still here. And, of course, you see it all the time, because, especially when we were talking about that old boy that decided that you ought to throw away the Old Testament and not use it, which is dumb advice, but he's got a mega church. I don't, but, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't want a mega church. And, you know, the thing of it is that we have a lot of other people out there. And we have them all over the internet. We have them all over Facebook. We have them everywhere. And you got prophets everywhere you look, apostles everywhere you look, pastors and preachers and teachers everywhere you look. We have Bibles in just about every store. We got different versions of Christians. We've got Christians that are Pentecostal, Christians that are Baptists. We have Christians that are Mormon, according to the Mormons, and we got more kinds of things going on than that. And in the midst of all that, there are heresies, damnable heresies. There are lies, there are false teachers and false prophets. But see, we are a country that allows freedom of religion, so that is one thing that gets allowed. people can do what people want to do as long as they keep within the laws of the nation. But see, for me and what I teach and what we go by is the Word of God, period. And if people don't believe in the Word of God, then I can't help them. You know, if people, you know, hate me to teach the Word, I don't care. What people think doesn't move me. The Spirit of God moves me. And, you know, in this country, it's high time Christians decided who they are going to follow. And I don't mean following a man. I mean following the Lord or following some other version of the Lord. We are in this time of deception, and one of the things the Lord himself pointed out in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, was the fact of deceivers and liars and those who would come in his name, in the name of the Lord, and deceive many. You know, if they say, I'm over there, don't go. We're having a meeting in the basement, don't go. Stay away. We are in the time of deception right now. We're coming to the time when the Dark One and his power will be over the earth for a limited time. And taking over America is one of the biggest prizes that he would want. And the thing of it is that within the confines of America being taken over, the churches fell asleep. Pastors didn't preach what they should have preached. Congregations and deacons and pastors failed to fast and pray. And we begin to depend upon the arm of the flesh. Now see, Peter is just telling you. There were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. And they will bring in damnable heresies, heresies that are absolutely damnation. And, you know, a lot of these people came out from among the apostles themselves. But see, we're talking a long time ago when a lot of this stuff was going on. So we've had centuries of time to allow damnable heresies to become the modern truth. So I come along and I tell you in what you believe, make sure it's not a damnable heresy. Because you are on the end of this thing, not the beginning of this thing, and there have been deniers, liars, heretics, and false teachers long before you were alive. And so, many are going to follow these things. And it sounds good in America. And I'm not impressed with people because of various things. I'm more impressed with from the gut. I'm not a politician. And I look at the Word of God and I think this is where we need to be. And through covetousness shall they with feigned, you know, fake words, just words that they use in order to take advantage of you. Like a salesman. Well, you could even say a car salesman because they have a bad rep at times. Make merchandise of you. Well, boy, we could really do something with that. I could preach an hour to you about making merchandise out of you. Because that's all America does. Because, you know, we are buying and selling here. And you get in the churches, they're buying and selling too. Some of your biggest ministries make millions and millions and millions of dollars selling you tapes, Bibles, and every other kind of thing. And they seem to never get enough money. There's always a need for more. Oh, we need another jet. Well, you just got one. Well, I need two of them. Okay. Meanwhile, the home missions pastor and his wife and family are starving to death because all the money's going to all the ones who are making merchandise of the so-called Christians. Oh, I'll tell you, there was some in the past, I know, and my poor mother, she just loved this guy. And he would preach, of course, and teach, and she would listen. And whenever anything that he had, well, we're giving you this, donate, give us so much money, and we'll send this to you. She loved that. You know, the big question of it is now is, how many of those things were made in China by Christians who were persecuted, making them for nothing? And we know that goes on because we've had the testimony of it. We've told you about it, especially the little small Christmas bulbs, Christmas lights. But now the Trump's in there and starting to look over what China's doing, who knows what'll happen. I can tell you one thing, the Democrats don't like it, neither does China. Now see, this is the big problem I have. We have all them apostles, all them prophets, all these churches, all these big evangelists, and they're huge, worldwide ministries flying around in big jets and everything else. They have huge TV ministries. We've got Christian television here, all kinds of Christian radio stations. I remember the time when we didn't have those things. Now we've got them everywhere. And you know what the irony of this is? We got all this technology and all of this stuff, and America is about as pagan as you can get. Because the things that we do in this country that we say all right, it's not all right. And the fact that you don't know what right and wrong is according to Scripture, and the fact we got preachers out there saying, don't look at the law. Paul tells us that the law is for the sinner. It's not for the saint, because we're already supposed to be obedient. But the law tells you what is right. What can you do? But see, the modern Christian leaders today, not all of them, because they're not all like this, folks. So don't say that I said everybody's going to hell. That's dumb. Because that's what people do. He was saying that all Christianity is going to hell in America. No, I'm not. I'm a Christian. I sure ain't going to go to hell. And I know a lot of people. And they're not going to go to hell. Now, you might go to hell if you're in the wrong church, listen to the wrong preacher, and he tells you the wrong thing and you believe it. That's where the problem comes in. You know, really, going to hell ain't that bad if it ain't you going there. But see, we as Christians, there we go again. I wonder why that's doing that. Well, I have another screen problem here. I don't know why that's doing it. Of course, this one has had problems on Windows ever since Windows did their thing. But uh, Well, at any rate, as I was saying, when we get into this, you know, you look at America and look at the fruits. If we really, really, you know, because we have so much Christianity, we have so many teachers, we have so much of all the rest of it, then you would think that the fruits of all of our churches and everything would have made us better Christians. But you look at society. Well, see, salt. We are supposed to be the salt of the earth. The salt is a preservative. And you got all these churches and all this going on, and we're going to hell in a handbasket when you look at what we've done to our children. How we've got so many of them that are absolutely, you know, have no idea as far as, am I a boy or am I a girl? And we have the push on the transgender, we have the push on the gay, lesbian, and the whole thing. Everything is accepted, everything is fine, you can marry whoever you want, whenever you want, whatever you want. And this is worldwide, this is all confusion, this is of the devil. And if we were really doing our job here in America, I tell you what, we would have, beyond a shadow of a doubt, made some changes here. We would have people that were true salt. And we wouldn't allow the things to go on that are going on right now. And so that's, you know, really the thing that we need to look at the premise on. And, you know, when Peter starts talking about these are things that are important because we have so much of this going on. And especially in America. And, well, I'm going to have to. Okay. We're back. I was talking during that whole thing, and it still went, and we recorded it. But from my side, it was a flickering. This is a Windows problem. I don't know. I'm going to get me another system one of these days. My other one doesn't do it, but this one has had problems. So there's a problem in one of the updates that's just been a mess. At any rate, let's get back to this. See, and this is really, you know, the problem when we get into this. You know, folks, we don't want our children getting lost. We don't want them confused. And we don't want the churches confused. We want to know what we're standing for. But see, Peter gets to the point in verse 4. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Okay. Now you see, false prophets will be among the people, false teachers, damnable heresies. People will follow these pernicious, evil, sneaky ways. Malevolent. That tells it. Malevolent. Malevolent ways. Usually think of a murderer. Malevolent. Wicked. And people follow these ways. So think about it. You think America's divided now? You think the problems are now? Look at it. You know, Peter's openly telling us that they're going to follow these wicked ways. These going to be malevolent. Going to be evil to the heart. And they're going to see it as being okay. And of course, today, you know, and part of the problem is, you know, we've had generations raised up and they've had peace and prosperity and they haven't had a good message to follow. So they got into witchcraft and every other kind of evil. And, you know, they found out that they can manipulate these spirits for their own good. And then, of course, you know, you have so much of this, just pure evil out there. And you have nations that are doing evil things to Christians. And see, it's kind of like during Vietnam, we were making war in Vietnam. I was in the service during Nam. I was stationed on the East Coast. And I spent my time throwing rubber dummies overboard and shooting at seagulls with our flare guns. While there was a war going over on in Asia, well, we needed to protect the coast. But the problem of it is, we had a lot of people stationed, a lot of other places. Nam was just one of those things. And in America, people were protesting it. But pretty much, you know, people got used to that. You know, during the Korean War, even during the war over with Saddam, the Gulf War, and subsequent things, they got used to being able to live their life while we were fighting wars overseas. Even during World War II, you know, we had one little island up north of Alaska that was actually populated and taken over by foreign troops. But for the most part, America went through World War II, and they did have problems and ration cards and things like that, but it wasn't like Europe that got absolutely destroyed. Or the South Pacific, where the Japanese were so absolutely, I think they were by far worse than the Germans were, because they wouldn't give up. Now, you see old newsreels of the Germans surrendering. Most of the Japanese, they didn't want to surrender. They'd fight to the death. Now, see, that's what I'm saying. You see, Americans got used to having all this stuff happen, and they could live their own lives and be totally oblivious to it. And now today, you know, you have Christians all over the earth practically dying for their faith, while Christians over here just living their humdita lives, you know, not being affected, not really concerned about them, not ever told about them, don't really know what's going on, don't really care, you know. And that's the problem. Now, see, the point of what Peter's saying is, you see, God didn't spare the angels that sinned. They were there in heaven with him. You'd think that he would have an affinity for him. Say, okay, well, you know, since, you know, you've been with me all this time, you know, I'll forgive you this one time. No, that was it. They sinned, that was it. Because God is a holy and a just God. He delivered them down to hell, into chains of darkness, to be reserved for the final judgment. They cast down to hell. They are in the chains of darkness. They are in darkness with chains. They cannot be let loose, and it's reserved unto the main judgment when they're totally destroyed. Now, see, God didn't spare them. Now, along comes Humpty Dumpty, you know, American. And you figure you've been taught, you know, by a preacher that says, yeah, you can do those things. Or maybe you were one of those that was molested by one of these preachers out there. You see, the scales are going to be balanced one day. And Peter's saying, you better pay attention, because this God means business. If there's anybody that would have been spared, it would have been the angels, but he didn't spare them. And then you say, well, what about Noah? Well, God created everything. It looks fine, you know. But because the wickedness was so bad and evil is in the hearts of men continually, it repented God that he had made man. And so the flood came upon the world. Now see, he did put the rainbow in the sky, and then the gay and lesbian movements adopted the rainbow to say it's theirs, because after all, God made them that way, they think, so they can do that. Now see, you can't even, you know, when you get on Twitter now and a lot of these other social sites today, you can't mention certain things, you can't talk about it, because you wind up kicked off their system. That's how efficient they're getting in America. And before you know it, and this will probably be after the time of Trump, you know, if you're not able to keep other people in there like Trump or close to him who will hold the line, you're going to see this thing slide worse than it's ever been. So you got a few years. I think Trump will go through two terms. That's what I asked the Lord to do. Give him two terms. You know, the Democrats deserve it. Little bit of political humor there. But whatever happens, I know what I'm going to be doing. But see, you know, oh yeah, we've heard about that. We've heard about Noah, and we've heard about Sodom and Gomorrah. We don't believe that stuff. That's just old stories. They don't apply today. Yeah. Well, you go right on, keep believing that. Because that's about where the devil wants you. He doesn't have to worry about you. Matter of fact, he could even bless you. And believe me, he knows how to bless those who follow him. And, you know, we'll just see how that works out for you. Because we'll all be there. On that line, waiting in line to stand before God, all the righteous will be there. And they'll be the testimony to the justice of God. Remember me? I didn't believe it. God, forgive me. No, it's too late. But see, the world doesn't believe that. So that makes it okay. See, and so the devil finds ways of trying to get you not to believe the Word of God. He also finds ways to get you not to listen to people who are telling the truth, just like me. I'm telling the truth. So he spared not the old world, and he saved Noah and his family, who is called a preacher of righteousness in here. And of course, the flood came upon the world. And of course, the world, a lot in the world, don't believe in a worldwide flood now. Just like if you watch various programs, they still believe you came from a bunch of monkeys. And that's, you know, God formed man out of the dust of the earth. Not from the monkeys. But I guess nobody wants to read the word anymore. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Okay. Well, of course, when you talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, everybody knows about the homosexuality. That's what we all think. That's what we were taught. But really, if you get into the prophets, you find out that your sister Sodom, it was pride and fullness of bread, among other things. Homosexuality isn't even listed. Pride goeth before a fall. Believe me, pride stops you from repenting. Pride is what the devil wants you to have, so you don't listen to God. Pride sears your conscience, blinds your eyes to the things of truth, and leads you down a rat hole from where you cannot escape. And so we can parade all over America, and we can wave up our little banners of rainbows, and we can shout and scream and holler and tell everybody they're crazy and say everything, you know, this, God made me that way. Well, you know, I'm not going to argue with you. Now, while a lot of people will argue with you, I know that I've known same-sex couples. They were friends. And they were funny. But they did have these little habits, which gave them away. But, you know, people are going to do what people are going to do. And Scripture tells us in Revelation, and I say this a lot, he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is wicked, let him be wicked still. And it goes through a couple of examples like that. It says, for I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. See, our job is not to turn everybody into a Baptist coming to the Baptist church, a Methodist going to the Methodist church, or an Assembly of God going to the Assembly of God church. Now, see, that's what we do. And many times churches and pastors will battle over the same parishioners. Parishioners get mad at this pastor here in this denomination. They walk down the street or go a couple blocks over to another pastor who's a little nicer and his doctrine fits them better. That's what we do in America. See, God didn't like that. See, you do whatever you think you're going to do. If you don't want to pay attention to the Word of God, you just go right ahead and do it. That's what Scripture says. Because Christ is coming soon. And when he does, he will give you your reward. The reward of wickedness or the reward of righteousness. One is death and the other is life. And of course, you know, if you don't believe that, well, you know, sooner or later you will, because it's going to happen. You see, as Christians, our job, Revelation 12:11, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved their lives not unto death. That is the marching order for the end days church. And there, again, I don't care what other preachers tell you, prophets, whatever. You can believe this or not believe it. But you'll find it in Revelation 12:11. And so the cost in the last days is you can't love your life more than the Lord. And you have to give that testimony. You overcome by your testimony, the word of your testimony. The word of your testimony isn't just telling everybody that they're a bunch of wicked no-goods. No. It's not what it's about. Your word of testimony is testifying. You know, like for instance, I have a couple of books out there, and people write comments. That's their testimony as to what the book is. Now, see, as a Christian, we write comments. That comment is our testimony. We give it verbally. This is what Christ means to me. This is what he did in my life. This is what it can do for you. We're not here to make everybody righteous. We can't do that. They've got to come of their own free will. I'm not interested in making America a theocracy, not at all. But I'll tell you one thing. The Christian church in China exploded under Mao and communist China. Yeah, there was a lot of people that were dying. But all these little house churches, communists couldn't keep up with them. And now, you know, a couple of years ago when the figure was, there was more Christians in China than there was communists. Well, now, Jinping, whoever that dude is, it starts with a J and then a ping on it. You know, he's getting it back towards like Mao. But see, and we told you last night what all these Christian leaders did, and I urge you to read, watch that show or listen to it that we did on Wednesday. And we tell you about, you know, what they've done, you know. They just stood up, they all signed it, they said, we're not going to put up with it. We're willing to die. We are not going to live like this, and we're going to stand up, and we're going to let you know we're going to stand up. And they signed their name, and their names were written in the document. I've got the document. And Peter is really trying to tell you that listen, you need to pay attention. John does something like this, the same thing. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, and making them an example to those that after should live, what? Ungodly. Yeah, ungodly. Does he say sodomite? No. He says ungodly. And this one called into my show one time. He said, do you believe that our problems in America are all because they're of the homosexuality? No, it's not. Homosexuality just happens to be one sin. One thing. The fact that you hear them all the time is the pride that they have. Gay pride. They like that. But there's a lot of people that are married, have kids, and are happy. And they don't have all these problems. It's ungodly. And God wants the Christians to be those who will live a life of godliness, you see. And you might listen to last night's show we did, because we're in John, First Epistle of John. We're down the road a little bit. We're going to be in Jude. No, 2 John will be in next week. And he gets into a lot of this stuff too. See, a lot of the stuff that we're teaching are valuable, everyday, living your life for Jesus moments. It's really simple, folks. You find the Lord, you fall in love with him, you do what he says, walk in the light as he is in the light, then his blood will cleanse you from all unrighteousness all the time. It's just like you're walking with him all the time because you're doing those things that are pleasing in his sight. It's very simple. That's what you do. Verse 7 says, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. And that's exactly what's happening in America today. We have a lot of Lots in America, a lot of Christians who are vexed. That means their soul is tried and pressured and troubled every day. And in our case, in America, every second of every day can be that way because there's so much filth. And it's not just talk when we talk about filthy conversation. These are things that you see. And Peter explains that in verse 8. He says, for that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his soul, his righteous soul, from day to day with their unlawful deeds, because it was in his face all the time. It wore him down all the time. After a while, you know, you just get sick of it. You get worn down. And that's what wickedness wants to do. They want to wear you down. They want you to be quiet. They want you to soften. They want you to go over here and say, okay, it's okay. And see, that's what the churches have done in America already. And it's not just about homosexuality. It's about a lot of things that we're doing here. But see, anytime you start to live in the lust of the flesh will never be satisfied. As Paul said, who's going to deliver me from this body of death? I think Christ Jesus, you know, Jesus, he will be the one to deliver not just Paul, but all of us. In verse 9, Peter says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Now see, that's what we hope for. Matter of fact, and I do give you scriptures to pray. Now there's another one in John 16 through 18. I think it's John 16. Might be 17, but at any rate, what we have here I just lost my screen again. It came back, but there it goes. I don't know, whatever it is, it's having trouble. This really does get irritating on this. I got to get this thing fixed. So at any rate, in the one, you know, the Lord prays. He says, I pray thee, Father, that you would not take them out of the world, but deliver them from the evil. So that's something we can pray. And you can mention names. Father, I pray thee that you would not take us out of the world, which that's what the scripture says. You may not, if you like a preterib rapture, I mean, that's, we're not even worried about that at this point. But that you would deliver us from the evil. So deliver, you know, give the names from the evil. And then in Luke 21, 35 through 37, little phrase, there's a number of things in there, but it says, watch and pray always. That's what it says. That you would be counted worthy to escape all these things that are going to come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now see, that's what the scripture says. He says, watch and pray always. Now that's a commandment. Well, we don't go by commandments. Well, it's about time you paid attention, because that's a commandment. Watch and pray always so that you'll be counted worthy to escape all these things which are going to come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. That's another one that you can pray for you and your family, that you would be counted worthy to escape all these things. Now, see, here it says the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Now see, so that's what we're talking about. Not only out of temptation, but out of, and like Lot was here, and that's what he's referring to. Lot, although he had his soul vexed from day to day from the unlawful deeds, the Lord sent angels in there to deliver him out of it before they could destroy it. Noah, you know, God had repented that he had made man, but he saved Noah and his family. But they had to get in the ark. And so when you look at the biblical aspect of being delivered, it's an active process by God himself to deliver his people out of temptation and out of trouble. So you find the unjust walking after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness. Peter continues in chapter 2 and verse 10. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh and the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Which when we look at this, you know, they're audacious, overconfident, impudent, they're foolish, prideful, self-willed, self-pleasing. You know, and they're not afraid to speak evil of the things of God, God himself, the believers. See, the Antichrist, well, actually, not the Antichrist, but that's the name we apply to him, the son of perdition, or even the beast, will attack God, the things of God, heaven, and everything, as well as those who follow him. And so this is actively what's going to happen. And these are people that are so arrogant, they're not afraid to speak evil of God or the things of God or things about him or those who follow him. And see, now, when you take the angels, though, which are greater in power than these in might, in verse 11, it says, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. So the angels don't even do it. Matter of fact, it does say that the angels, in dealing, disputing with the body of Moses, said the Lord rebuke you to Satan. In verse 12, but these as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things they understand not, shall utterly perish in their own corruption. and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to ride in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. And that's really what we have in America, is people that, rejoice in their own corruption, their own evil. They don't even recognize it. They call evil good and good evil. And they're going to receive the reward, because that is a reward of unrighteousness. And see, these are the kind that walk right in the midst with you, wherever you're at, and they will sport with you. They will do whatever they can and, make like they're better, like they know everything's going to be fine. They don't believe what you say. And they get quite comfortable, but yet they're headed to hell. But they don't see it. They don't want to see it. And they enjoy what they do. There's that riot, that natural thing that they do. They want to do this. And in verse 14, it says, having eyes of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, and cursed children. Dear God in heaven, a lot of this sounds like America today, because we do have eyes full of adultery. Seems like in this country we cannot cease from sin, and many times our children are twofold more the child of hell than they themselves are. And that's exactly what Jesus told the Jews, the Pharisees rather. A heart have they exercised with covetous practices. I mean, that's what America is. We have an abundance of everything. We covet. We practice idolatry here. We have a lot of idols, and we have a lot of children coming up, and they are children that are cursed, many of them, because they're so confused and so led astray. And see, there's nothing that you can really do about this, because this is the end times. That's the way it is in America. It's gotten that way. It's filthy. We have a spirit of uncleanness across the land. So if there's a spirit of uncleanness across the land, if you're not joined up with the Lord, and that church isn't joined up really, truly, not just in the flesh, but truly through the Spirit. Because you're born again, not by the power of man, but by the Spirit of God. You need to reread John 1 and John 3. See, and we have, and you can even see this in the hearings. The Democrats are aghast over Kavanaugh, and this woman who had no kind of proof at all said that he raped her. And the Democrats are just absolutely flabbergasted. We have people in the streets rioting. It's absolutely dividing the nation, according to Senator Flack. But these are the same people that have no problem aborting babies. They will save the whales. They will save the porpoises. They will save Mother Earth, but they will kill the children if they don't want them. And many of the women want abortion more than they want anything else, so they can go out and whore with the men that they want to whore with. And right now, one of the biggest things that's going on is the robots. And some of these women are going after the male robots because they can satisfy these women. And the men are going with female robots. You see how screwed up we are? And you like your technology. Dear God in heaven, what's the matter with you? This technology is a tool. But if you allow it to become a god, it will send you to hell. Same way with the internet. We use the internet to get the word out, but this internet is filthy, dirty, rotten, it's immoral, and it's also amoral at the same time. If you want to choose to do evil, it don't care. If you want to do good, it don't care, unless it's told, like in the search results that we know that Google does and others. Then, if you have a certain little keyword that you want to reach people with, you'll be put down in the results. because it's already proven that unless you have stuff that comes up in the first 10 pages, nobody will ever see it. And to make sure that they see it, you got to appear in the first 5 pages, preferably the first 3. If you want anybody to see your post or your site or anything else. So in verse 14, it says, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls. And that's exactly what we do in America, because we teach even our children that evil is good and good is evil. And most of these kids, by the time they get to 5 and you get some of these teachers in there, they've got them so confused. Well, little Johnny, you're not little Johnny, you're little Sally. Don't you want to be a little girl? And they'll tell the little girls the opposite. Well, you don't want to be a little girl, you want to be a little boy. And believe it or not, children can be possessed by a certain demon or spirit at birth. And what we've done is destroyed the age of accountability, and we've made it harder for children to get delivered because of the foolishness that we are doing in this country. And we have congressmen who are fighting and disputing and crucifying this Kavanaugh, and they're believing this woman. When we have stuff on campuses, it is well known, been that way for as long as I can remember. And, you know, do you remember all the girls and all the guys going down to Florida on spring break? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, we're worried about this? A bunch of drunken college girls that got in trouble? Or you look at some of these other things that's going on? Dear God in heaven, we don't care about those other things, but we'll only care about this because it suits our agenda. See, if they can stop a good man from getting up there, a good jurist, somebody that really knows the law and doesn't want to change America but keep it as it is, you know, as it was. See, they're afraid he's going to undo Roe versus Wade. And they're going to lose their ability to kill babies. See, when you look beyond the muck, you find George Soros, who's a globalist, and he's anti-God. He doesn't believe in God. He's an atheist, although he's a Jew. What Peter's talking about here can fit today. And God is asking the church, be different, stand up, be mine, and be mine all the way. That's what God wants. And he says, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. He got money. But was rebuked for his iniquity, the dumbass speaking with the man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. He had to get rebuked by a jackass. I mean, how many times have you been rebuked by a jackass? Well, this guy was, and he was a so-called prophet, Balaam. He ended up in trouble. I mean, he really did. And God judged for what they did to deceive what he told the enemies of Israel that they could do in order to get God mad at them. See, there's always a plotter. There's always someone wise to do evil. They are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought in bondage. Now see, one of the biggest things we have today, one of the biggest churches on the face of this earth is the Catholic Church. And the Pope and all of the Vatican and everybody is just being swamped by all these molestations by the priests. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. That's exactly what these priests are. They're servants of corruption. They've been following a doctrine that the Catholic Church pawed in that is absolutely not in any way, shape, or form, scriptural. And there's a number of other things as far as true doctrinal-wise that they're off. But see, we're good at having great swelling words of vanity and alluring through the lusts of the flesh, getting you to come to them and come to their side. It's all about that lust, that desire that they can't control. And so they know how to manipulate those that listen to them. And they will promise them liberty. It's like, you know, I was watching something this afternoon. It was about Australia and the big crocodiles that they have there and a woman that was eaten. And they've got a little proverb there in Australia that says, don't smile at a crocodile because you'll be the next one on his menu. And, you know, the bottom line of it is, you don't smile at the devil. He don't smile, folks. He takes hostages and takes slaves. And then he kills them when he's done with them. You don't make a truce with the devil either. If you make a truce with the devil, if you got a pastor in a church that's made truces with the devil, you're going to lose. Every day of the week, you will lose. People are only delivered through the power of Almighty God, and you ain't going to get the power of Almighty God by soothing the idol of wantonness and the lust of the flesh. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We ask, Lord, that you would bless your word. Bless those that hear it. Lord God, undertake in their lives. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, in the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word in Jesus' name. Okay, Tower.
Amen. Boy, that's good warnings to heed. You know, you need to figure it out.
Yeah.
I like this tonight.
Well, you know, Peter don't mince words, and that's why you have to be listening, you know, to the apostles. Because they don't mince words.
Yeah.
They just don't. Well, with that, I got to get out of here before this thing goes down.
Okay.
Again.
Good night, everybody. We love you. God bless you. Thank you for all you do for him. Enjoy your Sabbath rest. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Shalom. We'll see you next week. We thank you for joining us today on WARN Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.